9 soldiers from the Democratic Republic of Congo and 3 employees of the Anvil Mining Company went on trial in Lubumbashi this week. They are charged with committing war crimes against civilians during a 2004 army crackdown against rebels in Congo's mineral-rich Katanga region. On Thursday, the military court adjourned the trial until the end of the month because the defense team was not able to notify 3 indicted mining company employees who did not attend the trial. The prosecution team has accused the soldiers of rape, looting, and summary executions of civilians. Anvil Mining Company, which has its headquarters in Canada and Australia, as well as an office in the DRC, is accused of helping the soldiers commit war crimes. The company was mining copper near Kilwa at the time of the alleged crimes. Legal counsel for the prosecution, Richard Mirren, describes how the mining employees assisted the soldiers.
Vehicles of the company had been used by the military in carrying out these human rights atrocities. In particular, what they found was that the company's chartered planes had been utilized by the military to fly into the area, and also trucks owned by the company had been used by the military.
The company has admitted that it provided transportation to Congolese soldiers to get to Kilwa in 2004. Anvil spokesman based in Canada, Robert Lavalliere, did not respond to requests for comment for this report. Canadian media has quoted him saying that Anvil's employees were forced to give in to the Congolese government request. He is quoted as saying in an Ottawa newspaper that if the army arrives with AK-47s, you give them what they want. Patricia Feeney is Executive Director of Rights and Accountability and Development, a British-based NGO that has been working on mining issues in the DRC since 2002. Her organization worked for 2 years with an international team of lawyers, human rights organizations, and UN officials to bring this case to trial.
We do want to see justice done for the people of Kilwa, and we do want it made clear where companies have to draw the line in their relations with the security forces.
Prosecution team member Richard Mirren says that the trial's outcome will be far-reaching.
This is a very important case, not just for the victims and the Australian mining company, but because of its wider implications for multinational corporations that operate in developing countries, and particularly those which operate in conflict zones.
For Feeney, the case will address a question that is appropriate for the controversial mining industry, with its multiple multinational actors accused of carrying out harmful business practices.
This is one of the burning issues in the business and human rights debates that are going on. Can businesses be held responsible for human rights violations?
Anvil Mining Company has substantial mineral interests in the DRC's Katanga region and is scheduled to start copper and silver production at 2 new mines next year. This is Phuong Tran for VOA News, Dakar.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。